From Spark and Anvil and VentureQuest, this is Spot, in Chapter 1 of the VentureQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Spot is a careful kid who moves like a magpie, always noticing things. Warm rust-orange fur with soft cream stripes, a chunky bright apron vest, a small notebook in hand, and a special pen, their need tracker, tucked behind one ear. Spot notices problems right away, especially when someone is quietly stuck. The opportunity isn't a gadget, they like to say. It's a person stuck on a problem. That's their whole craft, opportunity recognition, which really just means noticing a real need. Most people start with a cool new thing. This gadget is awesome, and then hunt for someone to sell it to. Spot works backward. Find the person who's stuck, a neighbor who needs a pet sitter, a parent packing lunches at dawn, and the opportunity is the gap between what they need and what they can find. Lemonade stands, food trucks, even the biggest companies, Spot says, all began the same way. One person noticed another person stuck. Spot learned to watch instead of invent by paying attention to the quiet strugglers. Everyone crowds around the flashy new gadget, Spot says, but nobody watches the person, the one sighing over a task, giving up on something, doing it the hard way every single morning. Those quiet struggles, Spot noticed, were invisible to people rushing past and completely visible the moment you slowed down. The best ideas aren't hidden, Spot says. They're right out in the open. You just have to slow down enough to see them. Watch the people, not the products. So Spot carries the notebook everywhere, jotting down moments when someone gets stuck, then asking the quiet question, what would have helped? One sunny Saturday at the community garden, the whole gang watched their neighbor, Mr. Henderson, try to carry a big tray of tiny seedlings down a bumpy path. The tray was heavy. The path was rough. Mr. Henderson wobbled once, twice, a third time, the little green seedlings nearly tipping. He sighed a big puffing sigh, set the tray down, and walked the rest of the way empty-handed. Spot pulled out the notebook and jotted, Mr. Henderson plus heavy seedling tray plus bumpy path equals had to stop, come back. Build, who loved making things, lit up. A wheeled tray. Spot gave a gentle shake of the head. Maybe, or a strap, or two smaller trays. We don't know yet. We just know what the need looks like. The asking comes next. We ask, we don't guess. Ledger, their wise mentor, nodded slowly. See? Spot isn't designing anything. They're just noticing. That's the very first step, and it's the one people skip. It looks like doing nothing. He smiled. But you can't fix a problem you never saw. Watching people is a real business skill. The first one. Spot tapped the notebook. Look for the person, not the product. Start with who's stuck. Spot looked back down the path to where Mr. Henderson had given up and felt something soft and tender turn over in their chest. It wasn't excitement about a gadget. It was the quiet, caring feeling of really seeing someone, noticing a person struggling that everyone else had walked right past. Slowing down to watch had opened a little door of tenderness in Spot, a warm, attentive, I see you feeling, half sympathy and half quiet gladness at being the kind of person who notices. That soft seeing, I noticed you were stuck feeling, so different from the flashy rush of a shiny idea, was to Spot the real beginning of every good thing you could ever build for someone. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spot. Released under Creative Commons BY NC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.